Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends.
Parshat Metsora, Leviticus 14:1 through 15:33, cleansing the leper. Nearly half of Parshat Metsora is concerned with the cleansing ritual for those who have been healed from Zara'at, biblical leprosy. The Metsora, leper, had to undergo several strange rituals in order to solidify its purification, which included bringing several animals as offerings to the tabernacle or temple. The ritual began with an offering of 2 ritually pure birds, such as pigeons or turtle doves. One of the birds was slaughtered, and then the live bird, bundled with a piece of cedar wood, scarlet yarn, and a branch of hyssop, was dipped into the blood of the slaughtered bird. The blood was then sprinkled 7 times on the metzora. He's pronounced clean, and then the live bird was released into an open field. But the ritual didn't stop there. After this, the metzora shaved his entire body and underwent a ritual immersion. Once this was completed, he could come into the camp of Israel, but could not sleep in his tent. After a 7-day period, he shaved his entire body again and underwent another immersion. On the 8th day, he took 3 lambs and a grain offering to the temple, where one of the priests slaughtered the first lamb and put some of its blood on the right ear, the right big toe, and the right thumb of the former metzora. The priest then placed oil on the ear, the big toe, and the thumb with the blood on them, and smeared oil over his freshly shaved head. Following this, the priest slaughtered 2 other lambs, one for a sin offering and the other for a olah, whole burnt offering. Although this ritual is extremely foreign and even freakish to the Western reader, we must remember that this is a procedure set in place by the same God who sent Yeshua to suffer on our behalf. We are reminded of this at the very beginning of the instructions. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "This shall be the law of the leprous person for the day of his cleansing." Leviticus 14:1-2. Today, the malady of Zara'at does not exist. However, in the days of the Master, it still affected people living in the land of Israel. We have a few incidents recorded for us in the Gospels where Yeshua encountered lepers and brought healing to them. In each of these cases, Yeshua doesn't merely heal them and tell them to rejoin their families. He tells them to show themselves to the priests and undergo the purification ritual described above. "Go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing, as Moses commanded, for a proof to them." Luke 5:14. Yeshua wasn't trying to subvert the Torah. By having the man show himself to the priesthood and offer the prescribed sacrifices in the Torah, Yeshua demonstrated the intended interpretation of his teaching in Matthew 5:17, in which he said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets." By doing this, he upheld both the commandments and the earthly function of the Levitical system. He showed that his forthcoming atoning work was not in competition with the Levitical priesthood and system, but that his work was greater than these and was the very thing upon which they were based. His sacrificial death and resurrection were in place long before the creation of the heavens and the earth. In the apocalyptic book of Revelation, the Apostle John declared Yeshua to be the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Revelation 13:8. This pre-existing act of Yeshua is the basis for the entire Levitical sacrificial system. That is what the sacrificial system reflects and points toward. But why did Yeshua tell the Metzora to show himself to the priesthood for a proof to them? The first proof was that the man was indeed healed and could be declared ritually clean. He could begin the process that would allow him to fully reintegrate into his community. The second proof was that a healer of lepers was indeed in Israel. This could have been the refutation of the Sadducean disbelief in a literal Messiah, since a healer of lepers had not arisen since the time of Elisha. The third proof was that Yeshua was indeed qualified as one who could lead his people as the righteous Messiah, and not a lawless false prophet who had come to tempt the Israelites with signs and wonders, like Deuteronomy 13:1-5. By having the Metzora submit to the commandments, the authorities, and the procedures given in the Torah, Yeshua remained a lamb without blemish. in regard to all of the righteous requirements of his father. If he had instructed the man whom he healed to veer from these instructions, he would have immediately invalidated himself as the anticipated Messiah of Israel. But Yeshua, the spotless Lamb of God, followed his father's instructions scrupulously and taught his disciples to do the same.
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.